Today's commentary is a bit out of the ordinary. It is going to be longer than normal, and it will reference and address a demand letter sent to me by Howard K. Stern's attorney, Lynn Wood. The letter is dated September 26th, and it's the September 13th, 2007 interview of Rita Cosby on the Dana Pretzer Show. It says, "Dear Mr. Pretzer, as you may be aware, I represent Howard K. Stern in connection with a potential defamation litigation related to the deaths of Anna Nicole Smith and her son Daniel. I am writing you with respect to an interview of Rita Cosby which aired on the Dana Pretzer Show on September 13th, 2007. And in brackets, the Dana Pretzer interview. Ms. Cosby's Dana Pretzer interview virtually in its entirety is false and defamatory as it applies to my client. In the Dana Pretzer interview, Ms. Cosby accuses Mr. Stern of a number of heinous crimes, including money laundering, criminal involvement in the deaths of Anna Nicole Smith and Daniel Smith, and criminal lewd acts involving homosexuality. During the Dana Pretzer interview, Ms. Cosby uttered the following false and defamatory statements about Howard K. Stern, which operate to defame and injure Mr. Stern. I would like to go on the record here to say that I have invited Mr. Wood and Mr. Stern onto my program to address their concerns. However, they declined to reply to my invitation." The letter says statement number one that Rita Cosby made was, "One of the other things that we talk about in the book is that in January of last year, Larry Birkhead, dash, and this is according to Mark Spear, who's a sheriff's deputy, a former LA County sheriff's deputy, that he and Larry Birkhead go to the Bahamas Police Department, and in this meeting with a number of detectives, comma, Mark Spear says that Larry Birkhead said to Howard K. Stern, was money laundering millions of dollars from Anna and that he had some sort of proof of it. The comment underneath this, the gist of the above slander statements, is that Mr. Stern laundered money." That's coming from Lynn Wood. Statement number two, Cosby said, "We also know that Larry Birkhead was going around saying that Howard K. Stern additionally played some role in Anna Nicole Smith's death and the son's death. That's what he told me. That's what he told a number of people." Again, a comment from the lawyer. "The gist of the above slanderous statements is that Mr. Stern was criminally involved in the deaths of Anna Nicole Smith and Daniel Smith." Statement number three in the letter says, Cosby said, "So now, the way the inquest, brackets, into Daniel Smith's death stands right now is it's at a bit of a standstill. And everybody connected to this case is praying that it's going to open up, praying that justice will be served for this young man who is yet to have sort of a fair airing of the case. And the biggest reason there have been roadblocks in this particular case is because Howard K. Stern and his attorneys keep putting up legal hurdles. And what they've done is they said, first, we're unhappy with this magistrate. We're not happy with this next magistrate. And then the next comment, then they didn't like some of the jury selection process. They felt that the grand jury was not picked appropriately. And again, we don't know what happened. We don't know if Howard K. Stern did anything or did not do anything in this case. You know, that's not for me to decide. That's up to, you know, the law enforcement, obviously, the courts, and so forth. But it's very interesting that he's been putting up all these roadblocks. And if he has nothing to hide, why not allow a fair hearing and a fair inquisition into the death of this young man that you say that loved, that you loved, and that you cared about, and is clearly the son of the woman you loved? It's interesting and very troubling, I think, to a lot of people. They should be wondering, why are there all these hurdles? Again, a comment from Cosby. It says, Howard K. Stern, you know, back to the inquest, why is he putting up these roadblocks? Why does he care who's on the grand jury, who's not? If you have nothing to hide and no issues there, then let the truth come out. Comment from the lawyer. The gist of the above slander statements is that Mr. Stern was criminally involved in the death of Daniel Smith. Statement number 4 on the letter that is said Rita Cosby made on my program. That's what's most important here. I think, you know, not necessarily the sexual nature, but the fact that there was more of a relationship than anyone has sort of realized before. And one of the individuals, a friend of Anna Nicole Smith, say that she walked in and actually saw them engaged in a sexual act. The nannies, also there are former employees. One of the nannies say that she saw Anna Nicole watch a tape of this. Anna was known to sort of look at, you know, sexual tapes and things like that. Again, this is a comment from the lawyer. The gist of the above slander statements is that Mr. Stern committed criminal lewd acts involving homosexuality. Again, I want to make it perfectly clear that I have invited Lynn Wood and Howard K. Stern on my program to respond to the comments made by Miss Cosby on my program. They did not reply to my invitation. The letter continues to say, the quotations from Miss Cosby's Dana Pretzer interview set forth above are false and slanderous as they apply to Mr. Stern. This is what Lynn Wood says. Again, the quotations from Miss Cosby's Dana Pretzer interview set forth above are false and slanderous as they apply to Mr. Stern. It then says, I am therefore demanding that you broadcast a retraction of the above referenced statements about Mr. Stern by 3 p.m. Tuesday, October 16th, 2007. Please notify me when the retraction will air and furnish me with a transcript of the retraction. First of all, I can't retract something that my guest said. What I can do is what I have done, is read the letter, read the comments that the lawyers say are defamatory, and read the comments from the lawyer saying that they are false and slanderous as they apply to Mr. Stern. How can I retract something that my guest has said? As far as airing this, this will air as a commentary on my webpage. As far as a transcript of the retraction, no, I won't provide that. You have to listen to the broadcast. Will I retract something that a guest has said? I think that's impossible for me to do, and it would also be unprofessional. Will I say that I am concerned that Howard K. Stern and his lawyer are upset with the comments that my guest made? Absolutely, I am concerned with that. I will also say that in fairness, I invited them to come on my program to act and reply to those comments, and they declined not to come. I do understand that there is civil litigation filed against Ms. Cosby and her publisher, and the courts must decide that. I will, though, apologize to those listeners and those that listened to the program on either side, Ms. Cosby's or Howard K. Stern's or his attorneys, that were upset with any comments made from my guest or me. Any comments made by my guests are not necessarily my comments or agreed to by me. However, I cannot retract any statements made by Ms. Cosby on my program, as she is the one that made them. Again, I will say any comments made by me that has upset anyone, I will apologize for. I think by airing the concerns in this letter on the air and the response from Mr. Stern's lawyer, Lynn Wood, should suffice as to this issue. There is a much stronger issue as far as high-profile attorneys coming after broadcasters asking them to retract something that a guest has said. The guest is welcome, and I have told her personally to come on my program and retract any of these statements that she has made, and she has declined to do so. I'm Dana Pretzer.